This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy looks at Psalm 91, a psalm for takeoff, landing, and everything in between. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I made my first overseas flight in 1963. Four of us boarded a Pan Am jet and went to London, and I was scared stiff. I had done very little flying up to that time, and the thought of crossing the Atlantic Ocean at night was not comforting. One of our party, a guy named Doug Sparks, who had flown all over the world, must have seen the fear on my face, and he suggested we read Psalm 91. As we read it together, it seemed the Holy Spirit had written it just for me and that night flight over the Atlantic. A great calm settled over my spirit, and I became perfectly at ease. My fear vanished, and I slept like a baby most of the way. Since then, my wife and I have been called upon to minister the Word of God in many places of the world. And every time we board a plane, we take time to acknowledge God's hand of protection and entrust ourselves to His care. Once we are settled in our seats, I read Psalm 91 and Psalm 121 aloud. We count on the Lord's faithfulness and His promise in Psalm 91, verse 10, "No harm will befall you, and no disaster will come near your dwelling." And the next verse, "For He will command His angels concerning you to protect you wherever you go." It is written down in the marching orders of the hosts of heaven to take note of the people of God and keep them in all their ways. Now, do I have a guarantee that the plane won't crash? No, but I have something better, the assurance that I am in the loving hands of my Heavenly Father and that nothing can happen without His knowledge and permission. Charles Haddon Spurgeon tells of a time in 1854 when London was being ravaged by cholera, and many in his congregation went to their graves. Spurgeon became weary in body and sick of mind and heart. The burden was heavier than he could bear. He felt he was dying with the rest and was about to sink under the load. One day he was returning from a funeral when he saw a paper in a shoemaker's window. It was some handwritten verses from Psalm 91. He paused to read it, and the effect on his heart was immediate. He felt strengthened and secure, calm and peaceful. Christian, let me encourage you to read this psalm and by faith make this passage your own. You too will bless the Lord for the safety and security He promises to those who follow Him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what you cannot learn about angels by listening to popular music. Read Psalms 98 through 103 and join us on Daily Discipleship.